We've got to help him.
We don't know what's happening, Annalene said. It could be business. It could be nothing, she added. But she didn't believe it. She looked plaintively to Ben, who was already out of the vehicle. He walked to the driver's side and spoke quickly. You two get Callie and return here. I'll see what I can find out.
You?
Jabe objected.
You're crazy. You don't even carry a blaster.
And if one is necessary, Ben said sternly. That's more reason you shouldn't go. His expression softened. Orin was one of the first people to welcome me here. If he needs help, I'll get it for him.
Reluctantly, Jabe agreed. Ben waved to Annalene.
See you soon.
Orin marched toward the durasteel doors of the townhouse. It was an unassuming place, a poor stone block house in the shadows of the Moss Isley Inn, with a large dome to the left of the front entrance. It wasn't what he'd expected at all, and while he had an escort, there were no guards outside the building. It didn't make sense. Or maybe it did. Who'd be crazy enough to attack here? Boopa pointed him to the main entrance. Orin walked up the steps, ready for anything. He nearly fell back down them again when a black sensor orb jabbed out from an iris near the doorway. It spoke in Huttese and then again in Basic.
Identification and purpose.
Orin took a deep breath. Orin Galt. He looked at his hands and flexed his fingers.
I have important business to discuss with Jabba the Hutt.
Chapter 32. Human sweat dripped onto finely carved ceramic tiles. Jabba's foyer was as richly appointed as the building's exterior was modest. Orin wasn't surprised. He'd heard Jabba kept the presence in Mos Eisley, apart from his mountain palace. The hut seemed to want to convey a benevolent, paternal presence to the locals. There was nothing benevolent about the place, though. This was where the guards were, Orin realized. Four more Gamorreans stood here, two at either side of the door, large poleaxes in their hands. They looked bored. Bojo, Boopa, and Jork followed Orin in, blasters at their sides. As they marched Orin down a wide hallway, he again felt the empty space in his holster. Boopa had even taken his comlinks. Mullen and Vika had no idea where he was. The audience chamber loomed ahead, behind a rollaway blast door. A silvery bipedal droid emerged and scanned Orin's body, confirming that he was unarmed. Orin felt like everyone was watching. Why did they put people through this? Was this really necessary? The droid said in guttural tones,
Jabba will see you now.
Great sons, Orin thought, pulse racing as he urged his feet to move. How did it come to this? He inhaled deeply and walked through the doors. In the center of the rotunda, atop the long wooden platform built for a hut's power sled, Orin beheld something else. In place of a sled, a small figure in a light green business suit huddled over a desk. The pink and brown creature punched numbers into a data pad. Credits of all colors sat stacked in orderly piles on the desktop. A squat safe droid wobbled on its wheels nearby, its maw open and ready to accept currency. Orin didn't recognize the desk worker's species. He had an almost simian face, his cheeks accented by two straight, finely coiffed tufts of quill-like whiskers. Large, studious black eyes remained fixed on the calculations before him as he entered each new figure with zeal. And like the Gamorreans at the gate, he paid no mind to the new arrival. Jork shoved Orin toward the center of the room. Behind, Orin saw three more Gamorreans along the room's perimeter, and Bupa, who placed Orin's comlinks and blaster on a small table. Orin looked up into the dome above the room. Slivers of light from vents cut high in the bowl filtered down through heavy wire mesh netting, suspended meters above the floor. The metal web made no sense architecturally. The only break in the pattern was at the focal point of the dome, where a square mass sat over the center of the room. Orin squinted. Was something up there? With a cautious last look at the guards, Orin removed his hat and spoke. I'm here.
Indeed you are.
The being at the desk looked up and smiled toothily.
I like this human. Observant.
They told me Jabba was here, Orin said, feeling some blood re-entering his limbs. Either they were wrong or you've lost weight. The suited alien slapped the desk for emphasis.
Observant and with a sense of humor.
He sat down his datapad and stood.
Yes, I like this. I want to be in business with such a person. I do.
But who are you?
Morsep Benid, your humble servant,
the creature said, bowing. He was a full head shorter than Orin.
I manage Jabba's portfolio when he's not here.
Clutching at the brim of his hat, Orin shifted uncomfortably. Bupa said this was Jabba's place, so I assumed...
His immensity is a busy creature,
Mosep said, lifting a small tray of money. Like cleaning crumbs from a plate, he slid the credits into the safe droid's innards.
But Jabba knows the people of Mos Eisley feel better when he's around. So at this office, Jabba is always in. My cousin Lojog and I are the joint caretakers.
Is that so? Orin said, not caring. No Jabba? He was thrilled. Mosep looked up, a sparkle in his eye.